Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God for us today is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verses 6 and 7. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among great men. It is better for him to say to you, "Come up here," than for him to humiliate you before a nobleman. When I was in grade school, my friend took me to a basketball game between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Utah Jazz. I was so excited. I was going to get to see Carl, the mailman, Malone, play basketball. We went down early, and my friend and I even stood in line to get Mr. Malone's autograph. Pen and basketball card in hand, I stood in the crowd of children and jumped up and down trying to get the mailman's attention. I waved the card back and forth, I smiled, I shouted, did whatever I could to get noticed so that the all-star forward would give me his autograph. We all like to get noticed. Each of us has the inborn desire to exalt self. We lift ourselves up, often at the expense of others. Whether it is the coach, the teacher, the boss, or the supervisor, we all try to impress someone. Maybe they'll notice us. Maybe they'll give us the promotion, or more playing time, or just a pat on the back. It doesn't always work out, does it? Sometimes the one we want to notice us isn't as impressed as we are with ourselves. We often end up feeling rejected. That hurts. Our sins of self and pride will always leave us hurting from lack of love and attention. Those sins not only leave us hurting, but they also are the exact opposite of the Christian humility that God looks for in His children. There is one king who did notice us right away, before we even noticed him. In fact, before we even had anything to offer, Jesus noticed us. He noticed how lost and sinful we were. He noticed that if he didn't do something, we would be condemned forever. And so he willingly suffered on the cross to pay for all of our sins and pride. He took all of those sins off of us and paid for them with his innocent suffering and death. A short 3 days later, he rose from the dead, so that he could guarantee our own resurrection to eternal life. He ascended into heaven where right now he is preparing a place for us, and one day, perhaps one day soon, he will look down from his lofty place and say, "Come up here." It didn't work out with Carl Malone. Try as I might, he did not notice me. To make matters worse, my basketball card got bent and wrinkled in the process. It would have been nice to be noticed that day, but it makes me appreciate all the more the fact that my Savior noticed me. He has noticed you too. We don't have to try and impress Him. Rather, we humbly serve and thank Him and wait for the day when He says, "Come up here." Dear Lord Jesus, forgive my sins of pride. Wash me clean by your blood, and help me to humbly wait for the day when you will call me home. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.